Janice Boylan, councillor for Sinn Féin, welcome to Northside Today. Lovely to talk to you, Janice.
Thanks, Danny. How are you?
I am grand, but I am perturbed at the same time, Janice, because I am looking at this proposal, which I am given to understand is a done deal, that the site of the Magdalen Laundry is to be sold to a Japanese hotel consortium.
No. First off, it's not a done deal. And that was very, very evident from the last council meeting that we had about a week and a half ago. What happened was there was a proposal on the table for the Japanese hotel to buy the land and to develop the hotel on the site. There was a couple of other things that they had said amongst their proposal that they were willing to do, such as some type of a memorial and some type of social housing. But myself and my colleagues in Sinn Féin weren't happy with the proposal whatsoever.
Now, I presume, Janice, that what you were not happy about was this proposal for it to be sold to the Japanese hotel consortium, because it is. I have actually seen they have actually put forward their plans. We've seen them scaled models and the plans that they have set forward for this hotel. But I would presume that in the current climate, this is, if you'll pardon the pun, model made for social or affordable housing, considering the crisis that we're in.
That's exactly our point. Exactly. What we wanted to see developed on the site was a fitting tribute to the Magdalen women that came from the day the Magdalen survivor event that we had in the Mansion House and the day that we had out in City West as well. All of the people that spoke at that event and came together at that event wanted to see the site developed to some extent where a memorial was in place, but also that social housing was looked at for that site. And not only social housing, but to look at the economic benefit as well for some businesses to go in there as well and, you know, to basically make the area a little bit more economically viable. So that was what we were looking at, and anything short of that we weren't willing to accept.
Yeah, and for those people who are unaware of its location, it's down on Sean McDermott Street, and I mean, it has a lot of resonance and a lot of poignance for a lot of people, that particular site. And I just think that, again, it's only my opinion, Janice, but I think even if it was an Irish hotel consortium, you might get some bit of leeway. But I mean, selling this off to a Japanese hotel consortium, I find it unsavoury, and I'm being very careful with the words I choose.
Yeah, understandably, Donny, and you're not alone in feeling those thoughts and those feelings, because the majority of the community had presented them to us as a party when we asked the questions. We attended some meetings that were held locally. We expressed what we wanted to see on the site, and we also listened to community groups, community people, and they were expressing the same sentiment. I mean, the way I personally looked at it was, it would be an absolute disaster to put something like that in there. Even a modern hotel, you're still going to have the situation where mostly women would be employed, you know, to go in and clean the rooms, probably at a low, low wage as well. And that's hypocrisy. That is just in your face wrong for what was on that site and what took place in the laundries. To even suggest that you will put a hotel on that site is just wrong. And that's where we were coming from the very beginning, myself and Deputy Mary Lou MacDonald, as well as my colleague, Councillor Gay Fagan, and Sinead Ní Bhriain, who works for Deputy Mary Lou MacDonald, worked very, very hard on this proposal that we submitted.
And for the benefit of the listeners, Janice, just who actually owns that property right this minute?
DCC, Dublin City Council.
So they have the full autonomy to do with this what they want. Every councillor in Dublin is painfully aware of the housing crisis. They have this site, which would cater for how many? How many could you put into it if you were to do it for social housing, Janice?
If you were going to do it right, you'd easily get like apartments, you'd get some houses in there. You'd be looking at, you'd probably get 500 units on site. If you were going to do it right and give some space, you'd probably get 300 units with the memorial site as well. There hasn't been any discussion on how many units you get, so I'm just surmising that's with the size of the plot that's.
Yeah, well, you're very familiar with the site, and you know it intimately, and you're yes. well aware of the boundaries on it. And I mean, being in Dublin City Council, you would be aware of planning restrictions as well, to a certain extent, no doubt. So you know what's what when it comes to that. So mm-hmm. we can put 300 units in here, plus proper playgrounds, proper infrastructure, and a memorial, a fitting memorial to the women who suffered so tragically there. And yet, as I said, Dublin City Council are in face of the housing crisis, and they decide they're going to sell it off to a Japanese hotel consortium. Am I missing something here?
No, you're not missing anything at all. The thing that was said to us, one of the statements that was said to the local councillors, was that according to Dublin City Council, we had too many social housing units within that area at the moment. And yes, it is very high with social housing units, but the also need for more social housing units is very, very high as well. We have families who are living in extremely overcrowded situations where they want to remain in their community. These are people who grew up in the community, have gone on to have their children, who go to school in the community, and I live in a home with mum and dad in crowded situations, sometimes two siblings and their children to one room and things like that. So yes, there is a high concentration of social housing in the area, but it's a need that has to be met, and we need more social and affordable housing, because we can't forget the people that actually want to look at purchasing affordable homes in the area as well. Why can't they buy their homes in the area if they want to? I mean, the situations where people are, you know, they pick where they want to live, they go, they look for a house there, they're in a financial situation that they can put in for a bid on a house or get a mortgage and stuff like that. Why can't that be afforded to people in the North Inner City as well? If they're in a position to buy affordable homes, why can't that be afforded to them?
But to come back to the City Council's point here, Janice, and, you know, so what if there are, in their opinion, and I mean, I think it's a very derogatory statement in the first place to make, that mm-hmm. there are too many social houses. Mm-hmm. I mean, that wasn't an issue in the 60s and 70s in Crumla, Drimna, Ballyfermot, Cabra, Finglas, Ballymun, yeah. Coolock. I could have ringed the city, I think, at this stage, Talla when it was built, yeah. Clondalkin. I mean, and I'm, please, Janice, don't take me up wrong, but people have to be housed somewhere. This is an ideal site. It's model made for it. The infrastructure is there, as in you have buses, you have everything you need. Most of the people who are in employment work in the city, I imagine, so it's right beside their employment. So we're going to sell this to a Japanese consortium, force the young people who want to actually come back into their own area and live where they grew up and be part of a community. We're going to force them to travel maybe 2 or 3 hours to work and have absolutely no standard of life, as in real quality of life, because of this. I mean, it's wrong on so many fronts, Janice, really, isn't it?
It absolutely is. I mean, there was a motion that stopped the sale of the site to the Japanese consortium, and we in Sinn Féin fully supported that motion. But what we did then was we bring an amendment to that motion. And the amendment basically outlined that under no circumstances would we be willing to sell the site to the Japanese consortium, but that we would be looking to develop the site, and develop the site in a way that was fitting to the Magdalen women and also to the local community. And our amendment outlined that very, very strongly. It said that we wanted the memorial to represent the Magdalen women. We wanted that. That was without a doubt. We wanted that there. It said that we wanted social and affordable housing on site. And it also went to the point of mentioning business and providing for the economic structure in the area. So we had that amendment. And it was a very good amendment. But unfortunately, the council voted that amendment down. And ideally, they did if they had supported the amendment and then went on to support the motion. I think we'd be in a better position right now. As far as I can see, and I'm just looking at what the manager, Brendan Kenny, said at that last meeting, that there's no point in him bringing the proposal to the October council meeting because the decision had already been made and that there'd be nothing developed on the site going forward. Now, I know there was money put by in the Justice Quirk report, stated that the government were to fund a memorial, but also in that report, and it was really, it was an oversight on the part of the person that did the report up. It never stated where the memorial would be. So the government could come back now and turn around and say, yeah, of course we're going to do a memorial, but we never said we're going to do it on the Magdalen site in Sean McDermott Street. And they could put it anywhere like the Garden of Remembrance. So realistically, we're in a position now where, as far as I can see, there's not going to be anything developed on the memorial site of the Magdalen Laundry on Sean McDermott Street. And it's a really, really crying shame. It's a crying shame.
So we're going to have another big red brick eyesore just sitting there, gathering dust and falling into disrepair while we have thousands of people being put up in hotels at a cost of, I think we're into the billions now with emergency accommodation. And yet a property like that is going to sit. So what's the future for the Magdalen Laundry site now, so Janice?
At the moment, there's no. As far as I can see, there's no proposal on the table. And the only proposal that was there was from the Japanese consortium. There wasn't any other proposal as far as we can see. Now, some of this information is sensitive, and even when you ask the manager to provide you with information in relation to people who are looking at it, developers who have thought an interest in it, he can't give us that information because it's sensitive to the actual tendering process. But at the moment, there's absolutely no plan, as far as I can see, coming from Dublin City Council to look at developing the site there. And you're right, there's over 4,000 children alone now in homeless accommodation in B&Bs and hubs across the state, and it's just not good enough. We are going to have a situation in years to come where those children who are in those B&Bs and in those hubs are going to be looking for the state to help them with issues that they will go on to develop if we don't get this sorted out immediately. The Fine Gael government, as far as I can see, are not doing anything productive enough to resolve this housing and homeless crisis. And we've seen reports after reports. It's basically policy now. They don't seem to want to fix it. We had an opportunity on the site to develop, on the Sean McDermott Street site, to develop the site to honourably reflect what had happened there, the history that was still there, to honourably reflect that and to hold on to some of that with the memorial. But we also had an opportunity where we were looking to have some social housing need and affordable housing needs met. Unfortunately, the way I look at it now, and with what the manager himself, Brendan Kenny, said, it doesn't look like there's any proposal for that site now.
Well, I can tell you, Janice, that we here at Near FM and on the Northside Today programme, there isn't a week goes by but we don't do at least two and sometimes three interviews in relation to homelessness. It's something that we have followed extremely, as has other media outlets, let's be honest, followed extremely closely for 10 years now. And personally speaking, I have to say that I have never seen something which was talked about to the extent that it has been. I think probably with the exception of mental health, I have never seen anything that has been the subject of so many reports. But I also have never seen something which, and it's a question I ask every time that I have a politician on here, because I go around the city a good bit, not as much as you, but I fail to see brick going on top of brick. I'm well aware of the housing cooperative in Ballymun and the absolutely fantastic work that they're doing. And it absolutely...
Oh, cool on. Yes, they're absolutely brilliant. Yes, they are.
It absolutely amazes me how they can turn out a house, a three-bedroom house, completely kitted out for 180,000, and yet we have developers saying, oh, unless it's a minimum 250, it's not worth building, I can't make money. So, I mean, they have debunked that argument. again, I go back to my point, Janice. It irks me that mm-hmm. you have a site, a property like this. I mean, if you only went in and upgraded it and updated it, you could make it into at least a family hub as opposed to a hotel. Now, I mean, there are only supposed to be temporary measures as well, but you could mm-hmm. certainly improve the lot of people. I mean, this building is model made for it.
But even leaving aside the family hubs, because people, and I have issue with the family hubs as well, but what I look at it is they are a temporary solution to the crisis that's there at the moment, but they're not the fix. They are absolutely not the fix. We could have done rapid build on the Sean McDermott Street site. We could have done a rapid build program that we've done across Cherry Orchard, Ballyfermot, and stuff like that, and in Ballymun as well. There was a rapid building program done out there as well. Like these are the things that have been put to the minister time and time again. I mean, at the moment we have rents in the private sector up by 22% since Rebuilding Ireland was launched. So that means that basic average rent at the moment is $1,600 a month across the state, but $1,527 in Dublin. See, that only got people who are on the social housing list waiting to be allocated a home. You have people who are in rented accommodation who are in dire straits, absolute dire straits, because the rents keep going up and there's no safety. There's not enough safety in renting in this country. We have programs in different European countries where renting is the only option that they have over there, but they have it rent to a T. They have it where it actually works, where the system works. It doesn't work over here. It does not work for us. And then we have people in complete and utter mortgage distress as well. It's across the board. And the way it is at the moment, Danny, if you don't mind me saying again, it's Fine Gael policy. It has stretched from Fianna Fáil policy into Fine Gael policy. They just do not want to resolve the housing and homeless crisis by practical measures. And practical measures are, to start with, building social and affordable homes on the land that we already own around Dublin and around the country.
Yeah, and of course it has to be pointed out as well, Janice, and I know you remember Dublin City Council, but I have to point this out, that the biggest hoarders of land in the capital are actually Dublin City Council. Believe it or not, they have more land.
We do. Yeah, we do. There's land banks everywhere.
And at the risk...
put it to the manager. Sorry, go on.
At the risk of repeating myself, it's a point I have put to political people who have been on with me. In the 50s, 60s and 70s, when we literally hadn't a shilling, we were able to build thousands of houses. Now,
yep.
We can't even build them in the hundreds.
But, Donnie, they're telling us. They're constantly telling us that money is not the issue. So if money is not the issue, then is it a class thing? Is this what it is? Is it that people seem to think that they have to make it one way and not the other? Because we are constantly told that money is not the issue. But yet when we go to the manager in DCC and the housing manager, then we say to them, there's a chunk of land there, DCC owner, we want social and affordable homes built on it. They're going back to the department. The department is coming back and saying, absolutely no way. We had to fight for the land initiative deal. The land initiative deal initially was a 10% social housing. There was no mention of affordable. We fought, and we got that up to 30% social housing and 20% affordable. But yeah, the affordable model that's there that Minister O'Murphy has proposed, and I tweeted him the other day because I asked him at the sod turning event in O'Devney Gardens, Minister, are you sure that you have an affordable model that's going to be affordable to people in this constituency? He told me yes to my face. Yeah, he released an affordable model where he thinks that a €330,000 home is affordable. Well, I'm sorry, it's not affordable. That is absolutely not affordable. So even the affordable models now that they're looking at aren't affordable for people to actually looking at and buying a home for themselves.
Yeah, and of course, as we referred to it earlier on, Janice, we have our friends and neighbours here just up the road from us in Ballymun, who can produce mm-hmm. a three-bedroom house for 180,000.
Yep, I went out and met O'Coolan. They're absolutely fantastic. I was at a housing conference in Trinity College where they stood up and they gave their proposal. The majority of people in the room were very supportive of them. If they can do it, and I've said this time and time again, why can we not, as in the government, why can we not look at a housing strategy like that and run with it across Dublin and across the country?
Well, I know that you, from the O'Coolan Cooperative, has said that he is willing to travel anywhere and show any community mm-hmm. how this cooperative system can be put in place. And, I mean, they're putting brick on top of brick, and that's what's wanted. That's really what's wanted. But, I mean, to go back to your thing about the not building houses, I am seriously beginning to wonder that we actually don't have the builders in this country, because it's a point that I hate repeating myself, that where did all the tradespeople go during the downturn? They left. They're not going to come back because they can't afford to come back.
Again, failed policies forced many of our very, very skilled workers across the board. I mean, from builders, plumbers, carpenters, electricians, all the way up to nurses, you know, people who work in IT, failed policies forced many to emigrate. And yes, you are right to say that chunks of our workforce have left the country, and they may never return until we see some type of an economic upturn. But we do still have people in this country who are well capable of the jobs that are required to build homes. What you see, where the problem lies is, and this is where it comes from, is developers. Developers wanting a bigger percentage of the profit time and time again. And this is where we are failing the people, because we are not building on land that we own. We're not building social and affordable houses. We're forced into agreements where they don't suit everybody, but because we're given a little light at the end of the tunnel at 30% social and 20% affordable, we have to go with a package like that, which means that 50% of them are going to be private developers who come in and more than likely end up buying them up and renting them out. That's not the ideal approach, but we were forced to take them approaches so that at least some social and affordable housing will be built. But we've massive land banks, and we should be building on our own land, first and foremost, social and affordable units.
Janice, one thing I just want to put to you before I let you go on. I'm very grateful because
you
were over and above with your time and very generous with us today. And it's just something that struck me as you were talking there, and I just want to put this to you.
Mm-hmm.
If it was student accommodation that was being built, I venture to say it would be up by now and full.
They did look at student accommodation on the site. That was part of the first proposal. We said absolutely no way. There was blocks of student accommodation recently built within the south, in the north inner city. We have enough student accommodation there at the moment. But you are right. They seem to be getting the planning to go ahead with student accommodation across the city at a spectacular speed. And it seems to be that's the only thing that's being built at the moment is student accommodation.
And, you know, a lot of it not cheap either. Janice Boylan, Sinn Féin councillor, thank you so much for joining me. Janice, I have no doubt that we will talk about the Magdalen Laundry site again, because this is so relevant, is the word I'm going to use
Absolutely.
For the moment, that it is not
Absolutely.
Going to go. As a matter of interest, Janice, just before I let you go, and I promise I'll let you go after this one.
Yeah, grand.
What would the Japanese people hotel consortium willing to pay for that site?
Now, that is something that wasn't, as far as I know, given to the councillors. It was up in the millions, obviously. I think it was 50 million. I'm just thinking it was that. I remember seeing a figure somewhere, but that could have been thrown around by somebody else. I don't think we actually got a figure from DCC. I don't think we did.
Yep. One hand not knowing what the other hand is doing strikes me.
There you go.
Janice Boylan, Sinn Féin councillor. Janice, thanks a million. I'm delighted that the voice is back in full working order. And thanks a million for joining me this morning.
No bother at all. Thank you.
Bye now. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.